How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
I don't even know what's going on. I mean, honestly. Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey, Jay.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm just I'm just leaving the mic in front of his door.
Laying the microphone in front of Kevin's door.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I guess I should text him.
I got it.
Okay.
Guess who's not here today?
I mean, I know.
Oh, you know? Oh, it's not a secret. Oh, you know. Kevin's not here. My favorite part of Kevin not being here today is the fact that he's not here. No, the favorite part was he texted this morning and said, hey, I'm going to need a microphone to broadcast remotely. And within 4 minutes, both of us had responded, and he had fallen asleep, back asleep within the 4 minutes that it took us to text him back. Like, how did you fall asleep in 4 minutes? Then woke up like 5 minutes ago. Oh, hey, you guys going to bring me that mic? Oh, my gosh.
It's a skill.
It's a skill. It is a skill. My dad had that skill where he could fall asleep like at the dinner table. He would be like, he'd be talking and he'd be like, okay, well, I'm just going to lean back on the chair a little bit at the end of dinner and just boom, he'd be out. And you know, we're picking up dishes and there's five kids running around. Just clanking silverware and, you know, putting stuff in the sink and getting ready to wash. And, oh, my gosh. And he would just pass out for about 20 minutes, wake up. Man, let's have a cup of coffee. What?
Decaf, or what are we talking here?
Oh, no. There was no such thing. I mean, as he got older, you know, he would go to decaf, which I don't know, which is funny because I feel like as you get older, caffeine has less effect on you. So, you know, I mean, I feel like my dad could have had like 5 cups of coffee at like 8:30 and still gotten to sleep at 10.
That is a skill.
It's a skill, yeah. Steve, he also worked on the railroad when he was going to college, and they would sleep on the ground next to the railroad tracks so that when the train was coming, it would vibrate the ground and would wake them up.
Wow, what an alarm.
what a terrible, terrible alarm clock, yeah. I don't know. I feel like a train's a bad alarm clock.
Noted.
Yeah. What is your alarm on your phone sound like? Just you have the generic one, I'm guessing.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you're not a kind of guy who's going to go through and find, you know, the perfect sound to wake you up. You're just going to take whatever the default is and just run with it.
That's right. And then I turn it off as fast as possible. And then I'm up and ready to go.
Yeah, and you're the no snooze guy.
Oh no. I don't think I
ever put that on the poll. I'm going to put that on the poll today. How many times do you hit snooze? On the text line 509-441-0999, do you hit snooze? And to be honest.
Or lie, whatever.
Yeah, or lie. I mean, I hit it twice, but I have it set up that way. I'm like, okay, I set it up so that I get it goes off. I let that one go off a second time, and then I get up. But I have the other three alarms set just in case.
Yeah, I mean that's reasonable. I know people who set like 10 alarms.
10?
Maybe I'm exaggerating, but they're exaggerating.
Oh, Kevin?
I don't know.
Hello. The answer is eternity.
And that's all you get.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And he's like, hey, how's little Emily doing? I'm like, well, that's not her name, but that's thanks not for not all. Caring about my family.
It is close, so
stop
I
stop it, Steve. Okay. Do not no, defend.
Classic, I'm going to care about your family now. Maybe you won't leave.
Kevin James.
Right, that's exactly right. Late.
Hey, Kevin, do you have kids?
Kevin, do you have kids? Yes, I have.
Sure
I have,
do, bud.
I have kids. Thanks for not
thanks
caring.
Thanks for asking.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, sorry. I hit the snooze button.
All right. You know what?
That's a joke,
I'll
guys.
Drive over there.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. My life's a joke. And I almost don't want
to
say this.
Wait, are we supposed to argue? Or
No, not at all. No,
oh,
I'm not.
I didn't know what the oh, God, response heavens, no. was there.
If you did,
that's
I'd
that
be
one
like,
thing, Kevin, when somebody says something and you're like, oh, no, that doesn't make you look stupid.
Right, you know, exactly. You're just like, do. Oh, what in the world? Yeah. No. And I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, no. Here we
do
go.
Do I even say it then?
Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
I feel strangely.
Yep, that's good enough.
You feel strange? Okay.
Like that's... I may.
Uh-oh, here it is.
Head the right direction today. I hope.
What?
With this sickness. The yesterday oh. was the wrong direction with my sickness. What in the world? It was last night was, I don't know, I think we would refer to that as touch and go.
And not the kind of landing that are really cool and fun to watch.
No, not at all. No. Not at all, Jay. There was nothing fun about it. And just went to bed, slept. You know, and I got it. I'm going to have to give a shout out to my mom.
Well, every day would be good, yeah.
Because all I really did.
I'd like to shout out my mom. Like Steve?
Sure, why not?
You felt pressured there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I apologize, yeah. I mean, what do you do? Say no at that point? Nope, not like, shouting out my mom.
Because of my heart stuff, I'm not able to take hardly any medications.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you take a lot, but just not
that
the
is
ones
correct.
Specifically,
yeah,
designed.
Yeah, I take ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cold medicine, that type of stuff.
Over the counter, no.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Mm-hmm. And so, I was like, well, going to bed, hoping for the best, man. Hoping
the
for the best.
Are you talking about what are you in a horror film? Well, yeah. Going to bed, hoping for the best.
That's really what it was. And I woke up at about what was it? It was 2:35.
Just in time for the dentist.
Yeah, I just missed the dentist, Jake. So it was 2:35.
Wow. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
My bed was soaking wet, and so I, of course, reached down in my pants and thought, did I?
No.
Did Kevy tinkle?
No, let's not. We don't need to go. We don't
oh,
need
I'm
to do
sorry?
That.
Did the patient urinate?
No. Stop.
How do we say it?
We don't.
Did big boy go pee-pee?
No.
How do we say it?
We don't say it. See, that's the whole thing. We just go, oh, my bed was wet because
oh,
I
man,
was sweating.
I think the guy took a whiz at his bed.
Kevin Eugene.
What?
What is happening?
No.
Well, Steve, how would you say it?
I wouldn't.
Again. For the third.
And I didn't even say it. And I didn't even say it the first three times.
You didn't even say it, yeah.
Huh.
Ah, and that's something.
Anyway.
Yeah, so you were
I
sweating.
I had not wet my pants.
Right.
Yeah, my bed was just wet from me sweating.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh boy.
I'm really glad you came in yesterday.
I know, guys. I know. I don't know why I even did. Like,
well, I don't know why you did either.
Well, because I thought I was better. Because again, on Sunday, no, Monday, I'm so confused on my days. Uh-huh. Sunday, I felt pretty good. Just did nothing. Monday, felt okay. Until, like, Monday night started to feel a little cruddy. I was like, I have a fever. Maybe. But then, you thought yesterday, just like today, maybe, Fool's Gold, as they call it. Great movie.
Is that what they call it?
Great movie. Matthew McConaughey and cute little blonde.
Kate Hudson,
thank you. Have you seen that movie?
It's a great movie. It is.
It is a great movie.
Cute little blonde.
Who is the person that is a massive star that is in that movie in like a little bit role. You know, like
really
a small bit part. Yep.
Mm.
Let me see who. Oh boy. Well, when I type in "fool's gold," that doesn't help.
I mean, I know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is? Then
it is. Yeah, I was just gonna see if you knew it, Steve, because you knew Kate Hudson so quickly. Mm.
Well, because it's a good movie. I mean, there's several people, I guess, who technically are big names who are in that movie who have smaller roles.
There were two of them that worked together. Give me the names that you're seeing.
I'm seeing Donald Sutherland and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, yeah. They played the goofy bad guys. Like, they were the bad guys and...
Well, Kevin Hart was. Donald Sutherland wasn't.
No, Donald Sutherland was not. No, Kevin Hart played the bad guy who just kept goofing everything up.
Big Bunny.
Yeah, with two G's.
Big Bunny.
Gosh, dang it.
So anyway, you pissed your bed.
Jay Daniels.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, let's see if you can play this game without Googling.
Oh, no.
Who is Jen Wayne related to?
Kevin James.
Bruce Wayne.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, Steve. It's Lil Wayne.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. What time is it? I don't even know.
6:32.
Okay.
You want me to start giving the time on the air? Hey, 6:32 in the morning, everybody. Hey, guys, 6:32, 28 minutes before 7 o'clock. Kevin, remember we used to do double time checks back in the day?
Oh, heck yeah, we did. And the temperature all the time.
6:32, 28 minutes before 7 o'clock outside today. It's going to be a little bit of a crapshoot kind of day today. We're going to have a little sun mixed with some clouds, maybe a possibility of a shower working its way through. 45, currently going to be on the way to 63.
Is that really the weather today?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I thought it was going to be really nice today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your comment.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, see, I mean, that's the way it used to be, Steve. That's back when radio was really the only place people got their info.
Yeah, it's like the funny part about that is, and I don't know why we thought that, but like people didn't know what time it was or something. I don't know. I don't understand.
It was a big deal.
The weather, I get, because, you know, I mean, we didn't have cell phones, so you gave weather because otherwise you had to catch it.
Well, and
TV or something in the newspaper?
Right.
I mean, what were we doing there?
I do think that in a lot of situations, now this seems unrealistic. Obviously, in maybe the 60s and 70s and 80s even, cars didn't have clocks probably.
Well, they had them. No, I mean, they had them. They didn't work very well, but they also were like the kind of clock. It was an actual clock face. It wasn't a digital clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, there was clock faces, which was weird because, I don't know if you know this, but it didn't work very well.
I have one of those in my car. It's never worked. Cool decoration.
Yeah, it looks cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the world? So it maybe made sense at some point in time, but
yeah,
we probably did it way too long.
Probably. Now we never do it. But anyway, Steve, 6:34 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how time works, I guess.
That's how it goes. Yeah, it just keeps...
just keeps going, huh?
Just keeps on going, baby. I did see this. I don't know. What's your first thought, Steve? I feel like we robbed you of it.
I don't really have one. Okay.
I feel like Steve got into the candy jar this morning or something. Did you get him all hyped up on sugar? What's going on?
He was very excited about the fact that you weren't going to be here.
Okay. Well, if that's what it takes, Steve, I'll stay home every day.
Okay. No, you know, you mess with my routine and I'm just bundles of
He just got nervous and he just had to get going. He's a nervous fellow, Steve. I don't know if you know that.
He is.
By the way, our audio vault brought to you in part by the Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Also, I asked Steve about just his sleeping, you know, he said he was a bad sleeper when we were talking about this just a few moments ago. And, sometimes he said he'll watch like a scary show, like at night or like, you know, sometimes it doesn't even have to technically be a scary show. It could be like a, I don't know.
Scary situation.
Right. Yeah. It could be like, you know, maybe it's just an SVU or something. It could be one of those deals. And then you ever done that, Kevin? And then you're like, you can't stop thinking about that stupid show and you're trying to go to bed and you go, well, that could
maybe
probably
when
happen.
I was younger, but I learned that lesson real quick. I'm an obsessive thinker. I'm an overthinker.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is constantly on the go, which I know is hard for some people to believe, but it's constantly on the go where I can just turn one situation into 50 stories in a matter of seconds.
Because you're overthinking it?
Yeah, and I can just come up with these amazing scenarios, and it's not good. I learned that early on. I was like, I will never watch shows like that.
So you just don't
watch
before
I go to bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bad thing. I think everybody does that at some point where you just go, oh, that took me to a direction I didn't want to go. Hey, good night. That should go well now. I'm very tired, but there's no way I'm closing my eyes because that could happen.
I remember one time explaining to a girlfriend that I said, you want to know what went through my head today when I couldn't get a hold of you?
No.
She said yes.
Oh, dang it.
And I said, well, when I had just talked to her and then I couldn't get back a hold of her or something because there was something else I had to tell her. And I'm like, so when I couldn't get back a hold of you, here's all the things that went through my head.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I listed like probably 30 of them. And she was like, I don't think that's normal.
Yes, correct. You're right. It's not. Thank you for mentioning it.
And I mean, some of them were pretty extreme.
Oh, man. All right. Quick audio vault for you today. Bailey Zimmerman on Morgan Wallen. I don't know if you know. They're friends.
Yeah. Jay, is there a special coming out or something?
What kind of special?
Well, I don't know because I saw a clip
something from a jail cell,
TikTok or something.
No,
some social media where it was a bunch of people talking about Morgan Wallen and just basically, you know, giving him all the love, all the country stars.
I don't know. I'll have Steve use the amazing Google machine in just a second here. I noticed that a lot of the, you know, Entertainment Tonight styled news magazine shows, whatever they call those shows now, were asking questions about it, about Morgan Wallen, after the Nashville City Council rejected the sign. So then a lot of people were following up with questions to pretty much everybody because, you know, that's how we are in the world today. Everybody has to comment on every scenario that's ever happened because you're like, oh, man. I wonder what Bailey Zimmerman thinks about that. Said no one ever. But anyway, Bailey Zimmerman on Morgan Wallen.
He's never treated me wrong one time, but he shoots you straight. That's the thing. He's a real dude. And that's what I said earlier about being human is we're all humans. We're not robots. You know, people are so ruthless out in the world. And what I've seen from him is like just nothing but love. Take me under his wing, like, oh, you need help? All right. Oh, you want to meet Eric Church? Perfect. Let me get you with him. Let me do this for you. And he never asked for nothing in return.
Bailey Zimmerman makes some great points, but it's so hard to take Bailey Zimmerman serious. Steve, do you have that same feeling? Because it sounds like you just got off the surfboard, bro.
I trust anybody.
Okay, good.
Said the man who can't sleep after watching a scary TV show.
To a point.
Yeah. Do you understand what I mean, Kevin? Does that make
sense? Oh, 100%.
And yeah, I don't know if it's because we met him. And
I think
very,
that's part of it, too, when you see him in person. And you've heard him sing, and I still, to this day, don't believe it's the same person. I don't.
Right, yeah.
Because when you meet him, he's just like, bro.
He laughs through every sentence, and nothing's serious. He's always just like, bro, man, that was so great. You know, did all the things, swore during the interview multiple times. Luckily, that's why we have a dump button and an editing button. But, yeah, it was one of those deals where you're like, okay, Bailey Zimmerman is like, I don't know.
And he was just loving life, having fun.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. He's on cloud nine. Are you kidding me right now? Also, I thought this was an interesting comment from Darius Rucker. He's been getting interviewed a ton, and a lot of it's there's some new projects coming out, and Darius has a new song out now with Jennifer Nettles, and so he's kind of been making the rounds as well. And Darius Rucker was talking about when he was, you know, kind of trying to move to country. and what his thought was about himself.
I would have not given me a record deal, because who wants to give the guy who was big in pop years ago a country record deal? And now I'm part of the community. I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry. I'm a CMA winner. I'm just like everybody else. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he went on to say, talk about the fact that he's like, they took such a big risk. He goes, if you think back, Darius Rucker, the guy who's leading Hootie and the Blowfish, who really hasn't been relevant for a minute, and you're going to give him a record deal and risk a lot of money on him. He's like, that. Who does that? I mean, obviously very grateful, but.
Oh, and it worked out just fine, didn't it? But it's one of those things where you go, yeah, that is, you know, thinking back, it probably, like he says, I don't think I would have gave myself a record deal.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And then anyway, that's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is the Wednesday, Kevin. It's the Wednesday, 529-24. Let me grab the new Darius. Have you heard the new Darius song yet?
It's the one with Jennifer Nettles?
Yeah.
Yes, I have heard it. I think you played it for me one time in the office.
Oh. Yeah, you might be right. Are you interested in it?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to force it on you.
I mean, I like songs, Jay.
I like songs.
I don't remember enough about it. Let's put it that way.
Well, Darius sounds like Darius, and Jennifer sounds like Jennifer, so you'll figure out which one's which.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's called Dupixent. It's an add-on maintenance treatment for adults with uncontrolled chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyposis.
Kevin James.
Sound familiar?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Whoa. Let's give away some watershed tickets. 509-441-0999. Call right this very second. We can hook you up with some watershed tickets. All you got to do is win the little game. Simple game. Well, you know, Kevin, let me get a contestant on the phone first before you explain the game, because, you know, I don't want him to go, oh, man, I didn't hear it because you guys, I was trying to talk to Steve and he was trying to get my name and all that stuff. So hold on for 1 second. We'll grab a contestant here. There. Oh, one, Steve. Okay. Hi, Jane. Kevin Show.
Hey, boss. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate that. Life is good, Mr. Snooze?
Mr. Snooze?
Yeah, you said you hit the snooze button twice earlier today.
Yeah, but that don't make me no loser, you know?
Thank you, Seth.
I didn't say it did. Wow, calm down.
I'm a little spicy today. I haven't had my coffee. I apologize.
No, it's all good. Should have heard me around here about, you know, 5:30 this morning. Stuff was being thrown. It was like, oh, my gosh. All right, well, we got watershed tickets. Seth, this should be an easy game for you. Kevin, explain to Hillbilly Seth how this game works, and then we're off and running.
Seth, have you ever played I Spy?
Yep.
Have you ever been to Watershed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You might be good at this.
Yeah, he should
be. I'm going to say I Spy, and I'm going to give you, like, a couple things that, you know, we'll describe an item. You tell me what that item is that you might see at Watershed. And then if you get at least 4 out of the 7 right,
yep,
you are going to Watershed, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Is there a time limit on this?
I mean, within reason.
It's already up. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, it's our time's already up, Steve.
Senior moments are not encouraged. Got it.
I understand it. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's see how we do. Kevin, go for it.
I spy something that has poles, is made of nylon, and is sweaty.
Poles, nylon, and sweaty.
Yeah, what is it? Don't overthink it.
A tent?
It's one for one.
One for one.
Very nice.
Seth,
Very nice. You
stay out in the tent camping, or do you stay in a big rig?
Oh, Lord, I'm not a peasant anymore. I couldn't do that. It gets crazier and crazier in those tents. I know, I stay in big rig because I need some sanity.
That a boy. That world is wild over there in the tent land.
Even Hillbilly Seth won't stay in a tent anymore. That's how you know that's where we are in this world today.
I spy something that you can fit in your pocket. It's typically expensive, and Luke Bryan could slip on it.
And Luke Bryan could what on it?
Slip on it. Yeah.
In your pocket.
It's This is only going to be good if you're up on your Luke Bryan news.
Oh, Luke Bryan. I was thinking of Zach Bryan.
Is it Watershed this year?
Yeah.
All right, say the question one more time.
I spy something that you can fit in your pocket. It's typically expensive. And something that Luke Bryan might slip on.
A locket?
A locket.
A cell phone. He fell on a cell phone about a week ago walking across the stage. Somebody threw a cell phone on there. He stepped on it.
Whoop!
Or I guess it was 2-3 weeks ago now. Whoop. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
1-1.
Good for him. I spy something that is round.
What happened there?
It's blue.
Mm-hmm.
And your kitties might miss it.
Ooh, I see.
Blue round and your what might miss it?
Your kids. Your kids. Your
kitties,
children.
Your little kids.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have had your coffee.
Yeah.
I felt really good.
Might be spotted at Watershed.
I felt really good when Seth was our contestant.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, he'll.
And then I forgot he's a hill. Forgot he was a hillbilly.
Well, hillbillies use these, Kevin.
Blue, 100%. Kids might miss it.
Yeah, round, blue, and kids might miss it.
Seth, walk through.
What did you
say? Excuse me?
The blue moon?
The blue moon. Yeah, the kids are going to miss the blue moons. What are you doing?
Here's the thing, Kevin. I don't think there's a pass option on this, so I'm trying to move things along.
Yeah, there's
not. No, and I appreciate that. Seth, we're going to have to just buzz you.
No, you're wrong, Seth. Yeah, that's a wrong answer, Seth.
Seth.
Have you not seen any kiddie pools at Watershed where people are using them by their campers to cool down?
Oh, your kids might. Well, the kids are usually in there.
Okay.
I told you this was not good.
Yeah, well, see.
Steve, what do you mean you told us this was not good, Steve?
Well, I didn't get it yesterday when you said it.
You
so
didn't get the kiddie pool.
Right question?
Yeah.
Trust me, if you've been to Watershed, the kiddie pools are either full of ice and they have beers in them.
Fair.
Or both, where it's just like water and someone's sitting in it, or it's ice and there's that one guy sitting in it with all the beers. I've seen it.
All right, wait a second. Did Steve write these questions?
Not that one.
No, okay.
Yeah, that was Kevin. All right, here we go. Let's go. Next one.
Hey, Jay, yesterday it was the whole world. Doesn't matter who did it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I now on the air, it matters.
Okay, I'm sorry. Fine. You want me to take credit for it? I'll take credit for it then. I wrote it.
I think I should do this game is, why don't you preface everything? Tell me who wrote what question.
Okay. Steve wrote this one. I spy something that is soft, multiple colors, and you can fold.
There's no chance.
Are you kidding me?
There's no way he's going to get this one.
I'll say it. Bandana. Next one.
Steve wrote this one. I spy something that is round, multiple colors, that you could also find at a beach. You're going to get that one.
An umbrella?
Yep.
Okay.
That wasn't it. It was beach ball, but I'm giving it to you. I wrote this one.
Good Lord.
I spy something that's itsy bitsy, has strings, and sometimes ends up on stage.
Bikini top?
Yeah, this is why he goes to Watershed.
There you go.
I think that was 7 of them.
That was.
I've lost track.
Yeah. You know what, Seth? Give us a number and call back and be the winner.
Wait, doggone, I didn't make it. Okay, 3.
3, caller 3, 509-441-0999. Now Seth is mad.
He's like, wait, I didn't make it? No, yeah, I love you, Seth, but you didn't make it, bud.
Caller 3 wins Watershed tickets. He's like...